the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration has been felt in major cities and communities all across the country. And now the agency is expanding, offering big cash bonuses to new recruits and hiring younger candidates, younger than ever, in fact.
This is the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, otherwise known as GLINCO. For 50 years, federal officers have come to this 1,600-acre campus to learn how to steer, where to aim, and when to use force.
We don't just teach them how to shoot, but we teach them when to shoot.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons says an accelerated 8-week schedule aims to add 10,000 immigration agents by 2026.
10,000 agents is a really ambitious goal by the end of the year. How do you make sure that you're still getting quality candidates?
That's one thing. We strive here at the Academy. I won't compromise on the training, and I won't compromise on who we're hiring just to reach that number.
Can you onboard 10,000 in 5 months?
I think we can.
So far, ICE says it's received roughly 121,000 applications. Officials asked us not to film the faces of instructors or trainees, citing security concerns, and say anti-ICE protests in cities like Los Angeles have turned violent, demanding more agents.
So we might have a team that goes out with 4, 5, 6 agents. Now we're having to double those numbers and send out a security team just for that.
ICE's expanding presence in cities nationwide has some communities worried about the agency's tactics, including wearing masks, a trend Lyons says he dislikes.
I don't like the fact that our folks have to wear them, but I'm not going to prevent our folks from going home safe at night.
One of the nation's largest police organizations recently adopted a resolution condemning the overuse of face coverings among law enforcement, warning they create confusion, fear, and mistrust among community members and responding agencies.
What do you say to police who are concerned that what ICE is doing nationwide is eroding public trust?
You know, I would say that I think that is less of a concern for me because we have the most support we've ever had from local and state agencies. So I think that they know ICE and immigration enforcement is a key part of the public safety footprint in America, and we're going to keep doing it the way we are.
The majority of ICE recruits so far are current or former law enforcement, which cuts down their training to just 2 weeks online. Also cut down, ICE has eliminated its 5-week Spanish language program, instead offering a translation service to agents in the field.